This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. When you're in debt, your phone becomes the enemy. Every time it rings, your stomach lurches. Is it another bill collector? Will they get nasty? Happily, the Federal Trade Commission has done a lot in recent years to regulate those conversations and protect consumers from humiliation or harassment. But still, you never know what to expect when that dreaded call comes. So we decided to turn to someone in the industry to find out.
My name is Jack Brown. I'm a debt collector with Gulf Coast Collection Bureau in Sarasota, Florida. I'm a second-generation agency owner. My dad had a lot of great advice for me as my mentor in my business career, and it always started out with doing the right thing. I remember my first debt collection call was to a lady in Tampa, Florida, who had just had her leg amputated at the hospital due to a serious accident. Not only did she have a medical bill that she needed to deal with, but at the same time, the medical issues surrounding the account were still affecting her everyday life, and there was substantial financial implications along with that injury as well. So we not only had to find a solution for the account at hand, but she also needed some assistance with some of her other just daily tasks and how she was going to be able to work in order to support not just this past debt that she had incurred, but her bills on a monthly basis. We were able to find her some resources to get her on the right track going forward. It always bothers a debt collector when there's a consumer in a bad position, financial position, medical position, or whatever it is. If the consumer is going through a hard time and they're down on their luck, it can be concerning to the debt collector. However, the debt collector can then use that as an opportunity to help that person find a path out of their debt. The consumer may think there's no hope, no way to get out. Each and every account that we work on provides that consumer with some education and some resources if they should ever get into this situation again. We many times get thank you letters, letters of acknowledgement from the consumers. The perception of debt collectors is that there's a bunch of pit bulls out there who will beat up consumers, talk to them rudely, yell at them, lie to them, do whatever they can to get a dollar out of them today. In any industry, there are bad apples, bad actors, and there's 99% of the folks out there that are doing the right thing. They are out there complying with the laws and they are working, but there is that 1% out there that, you know, may cause some issues. If you ever deal with that type of agency, go to AskDrDebt.com, get some information on what your rights are, what you can expect during a collection call, how you can get the calls to stop if they're not treating you in the right way. If you don't address the account, it's not going to get resolved. So the first step is to make sure that you do call that debt collector back, because they will continue to call and attempt to get a hold of the consumer. So it's very important that you pick up the phone and that you talk with the debt collector.
Jack Brown is president of Gulf Coast Collection Bureau in Sarasota, Florida. If you're living with unpaid debts, visit MarketplaceMoney.org for more tips on knowing your consumer rights and how to negotiate with bill collectors. And if the collector on the other end isn't as upstanding as Jack, make sure to follow his advice for filing a formal complaint.